cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Yes, you are listening to the Monday Waffle podcast for 2018. I'm Stuart Marshall, and today joins me, Sam McPherson. You're back, mate.
Stu, back. Yeah, mate. Quick week away internationally and then back, and couldn't be happier to be back on the Monday Waffle podcast on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. We're bringing it to you on a Wednesday this week. And joining us on this Wednesday is first time companion in the Monday Waffle is Ella Phelan-Burnett. Ella, hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
No problem. We're very excited to have you here today. Coming up,
we'll
on
take
the
any contributors on our side.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Coming up on the podcast, we had a conversation with Claremont's Tom Ledger. We spoke about the game and other things revolving around the Claremont Footy Club. So we'll be talking about the wrap of Claremont's win on the weekend over South Freo with him. But yeah, the waffle competition roared to life on Saturday. And it was sort of the best round of the 2018 season as Claremont upset South Freo. East Freo ended its horror losing run. Perth took it right up to Subi, and the Swan Districts were impressive, beating East Perth. But yeah, the lower ranked teams won three of the four round eight matches on Saturday. And even though Subi remained undefeated, Perth took it right up to the Lions and were only 2 points behind early in the last quarter. But Saturday's action began at Leedy Oval with East Perth and Swan Districts both looking to consolidate themselves inside the top five. The Swans got off to a flying start with 6-2 in the first quarter and then kicked away with 4-0 in the third term to lead by 37 points at three-quarter time before winning by 13 points. Tyrese Stewart came into play his first game of the season for the Swan Districts and kicked 4 goals with Reece Palmer adding 2 with 26 possessions. Nathan Blakely was outstanding in the ruck for the Swans, finishing with 27 possessions and 24 hitouts. David Ellard also had 23 disposals, Jesse Turner 23, Kirk Ugald 19, Matt Riggio 19, and Stephen Payne 18 against his old team. Jack Petricelli returned for East Perth and kicked 3 goals with Matthew Allen booting 2. So, Sammy.
Big game. I had a closer look at the Subi and Perth game. As you said, Subi's won its first 6 by an average margin of 79, so I think
still dominating.
A lot of people assumed that they would make pretty light work of Perth, but it wasn't a B. Perth took it right up to Subi, as you mentioned in the intro. Subi got out of the blocks, but Subi only led by 7 points at the half, 8 points at three-quarter time, and Perth kicked the first goal in the last quarter and actually drew within 2 points of the Lions, but as has been the case for much of the season, the Lions kicked 7 of the last 8 goals and ran out 40-point victors. But it was a much, much stronger showing from Perth, as we discussed. The best couple of players for each side, keeping it nice and short and sweet. Kyle Horsley was massive for the Lions. He had 34 touches, kicked a goal, and was probably his side's best player. And Lachlan Delahunty was also instrumental in the side's victory. He had 28 touches, including, well, not to mention his 24 hitouts in the ruck. So it was a huge all-round performance from him. And then for the Demons, there was old Clint Jones. He continues to win the footy. He doesn't know how to stop that bloke. He had 27 touches. And Brant Gollidge also had 27 touches. So some positive signs for Perth. And I think some positive signs for the Waffle overall, with some upsets. And look, the ladder, there's a bit of a gap between fifth and then I think Claremont sitting at 6th. They're a couple of wins out of the 5. But
yep, Claremont sort of...
they're bubbling.
Yeah, they are. They are. Been in a few close games this season.
But yeah, apart from the Subi game where they got run over in that last quarter, they've been in most of the game. So I think we might see in the back half of the year the ladder, a bit of toing and froing from the top half to the bottom half of the ladder.
I reckon you're right there. Reece Waters continues his good form for Subi, kicking another 2. So, yeah, it's good to see. Well, I suppose Subi are definitely the ones to catch with another 40-point win, another big percentage booster. Ella.
Well, guys, the Sharks beat the Thunder 8-13-61 to 4-13-37. The best players for the Sharks were Cam Eardley, Ambrose Ryan, George Hampson, Jonathan Marsh and Dylan Winton. George Hampson was absolutely outstanding in the victory with 38 touches and 13 tackles to earn himself Waffle Player of the Round.
That was his 99th game in the Waffle. So next week he'll be playing his 100th game. Will he have a bigger game, I wonder, Sam?
Well, I doubt he'll have much bigger than that, the ex-Subi man.
And the best players for the Thunder, Harley Bunnell, Michael Apness and Ben Howlett were amongst the best for the Thunder.
There you have it.
There you have it. Exactly right.
Tight review from you, Ella.
Very nice, Ella. All right, it's now time for tips.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
All right. Sammy.
Yes, mate.
Start us off, mate.
Well, that I can try and do. My tipping has not been overly good this year. Claremont will take care of the Thunder in the first game of the round on Saturday. I think Swans will beat Perth, although Perth will push them all the way again. Perth, East Perth, big Perth derby.
Sorry, the Swan District's Perth game's on 7, mate, as well. Go on.
On 7, mate. There you go. Gamble responsibly. And I think East Perth will get back to their winning ways against West Perth. Two derbies next weekend, and South Freo will beat East Freo in George Hampson's 100th.
So
Ella, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to have to go Tigers as well, Sam.
Yeah,
against
good form.
Thunder.
Just got the victory.
We did just get the inside scoop from Tom Ledger. So I think I'm going to go Demons.
In against Swan Districts?
Yeah. And
West Perth, East Perth. At Joondalup Arena.
I'm going to go West Perth.
The bye.
Off the bye. Feeling fresh.
Feeling fresh. Oh, I might regret that, but... and then I'm going to go...
Don't regret things in life, Ella.
Life's too short.
No regrets.
And then I'm going to go Sharks. East Fremantle Sharks.
Over the South Freo Footy Club. All right. For me, I'm going to back in the Tigers after getting their first victory over Peel. If Apnis goes up to the AFL, it'll be a big loss in the ruck for Peel, so it'll be interesting to see how they cope with that. Swan Districts against Perth, I'm going to stick with the Swans at home to bounce back. Oh, no, they had the win, so they're going to go with the Swans. West Perth vs East Perth, I'm going to go for East Perth and South Freo. East Freo, I'm going to go East Freo, I think. And Subi do have the bye as well. So, coming up on the podcast now is our interview with Tommy Ledger. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Good evening.
Now, you guys got up on the weekend. How did you see the game?
It was a much better result from our perspective. We'd had a very poor 4 weeks before that when we were actually in game, but just couldn't, for whatever reason, maintain it over the four quarters. I know it's a cliche, but what was happening. We just, all 22 of us put in on the weekend and we got a good win.
I guess the Bulldogs kicked 7 goals in the second quarter to lead at half time. And sort of got themselves back into the game by half time, but you sort of had a better second half, so you ran out the game better than you have previously.
Yeah, well, we got out of the blocks earlier. I think we kicked 5-1 earlier. We got out to 27 points in the second quarter, and then they kicked 7 in a row, which is a trend that's been happening to us where teams will score against us really quickly in the shortest space of time. And at half time, we sort of said, well, that's been their run now. And I think we were 3 points down, and then we sort of got ahead and stayed ahead. And the weather probably helped us a little bit too.
Yeah, and Ledge, how did you see the game differently from the result down in Albany a few weeks ago? What did you guys change that sort of affected the result and turn it your way?
We had a little bit of a different team. We had a little bit of a smaller forward line because Bo Mason went out of the side with concussion. And last time, a few of their key players really got a hold of us through the midfield. And we only, because the fixtures are strange, we got them twice in 3 weeks. So we sort of knew how they beat us with some key players and put a lot of time into them. But apart from that, it was more of an effort thing and the way we played than them.
Yeah. How have you rated your form, I guess, for this season?
My form's been a little bit patchy. Obviously, I played reserves in round two and round three. Four or five, but I've played the last four games or something. So, yeah, it's basically just been a bit patchy, but the last couple of weeks, everyone's kind of struggled for consistency, but it's been good the last couple of weeks to basically play. I've been playing half-back and I've been playing wing and playing in the middle, so I've been getting thrown around a bit, and I don't mind that. It mixes it up, and as long as I'm getting a game, I'm happy at the moment.
Yeah, so you've been back in the Waffle now for how many years? 4 years?
Yeah, this is end of 2013 I came home. So, I think year five.
Yeah, so a few years now, yeah. I suppose. What has surprised you since you've been back in the Waffle after coming back from St Kilda?
Oh, it did take some getting used to get back. I mean, having played for St Kilda, I played the 8 games, but the majority of my time in Melbourne, I played VFL. And as you may know, the grounds there are a lot different. It was, you know, wet a lot and the grounds are small. And when I came back, you're playing in March in, you know, 35-degree heat on big grounds. And everyone's really fit, so you have to be able to run.
Yeah.
I think that's a trap that a lot of players from Victoria come across. And the speed of the game is not dissimilar to AFL, so that is what gets you straight away. But I think, yeah, obviously 5 years in, I'm used to it now, but it's a very good standard of footy. So the biggest thing for playing Waffle I've learned is to just be fit and be able to run, because that's the way the game's played with the size of the ground.
Mm. And let's just say on the weekend, I saw there's a bit of a spiteful clash. There are 3 reports laid. Was there a bit of banter out and about on the field?
I think so. I stayed out of there, mate.
Oh, but, mate, come on. Mate, you're a senior man of the team. You've got to be throwing the weight around.
Yeah, I figured in a few little scuffles, but nothing caught the umpire's eye by the looks. No, I think twice in 3 or 4 weeks, there's a few of the guys know each other a little bit by now, and a few jabs were thrown, perhaps.
Yeah, well, maybe the umpires will listen to this podcast and have to review the footage, maybe pick
possibly.
Up a few.
And big
somehow I doubt that.
Yeah, big Tommy Lee kicking 4 goals from just 8 touches. He looks to be back to some of his best work.
Yeah, Tom's kicked 4 goals twice in 2 weeks now. So he's getting back to it. Tom's just had a lot of problems with his shoulders and getting on the park, really. He's had a real wretched run. And so, yeah, to get him up there, I thought on the weekend he was awesome. He played really big, jumped to the footy. And we all know, like, how good he can be. He just really hasn't had a run of it. So, yeah, I'm stoked for him. He's playing really well.
Well, Tom, we've been chasing you on the podcast for a few weeks now, so we're going to go into our segment called The Fact Check here.
I can't wait.
With Tom Ledger. Sammy, let's get it started.
Yeah, they're a pretty precedent set questions, but we're going to go off the cuff a little bit tonight.
And so, Tom, just before you start, Sam, Jack Beck from the Claremont Tigers has done this segment before as well, so you guys can chat about this.
We can
surprise you haven't had to listen.
Yeah, I know,
Tom.
Oh, I haven't said I haven't.
All righty. Here we go. Go on, Sam.
All right, Tom, your most annoying teammate.
Oh, Hayden Buescher by far.
For what reason?
Very pedantic. Got sort of hairdos and got to have everything his own way.
Oh, All right. Most out of shape after the off season. So first day of training after, for the start of the new season. Who comes back in the worst, Nick?
Oh, Nick Winmar.
Yeah, and we had a pretty good one from Jack on this one. What's the coach's favourite line to use?
Oh, can I come back to that? There's so many of them.
yeah. We'll let that one sit. Can you remember the skipper's worst rev up this season so far?
I think it was round one. He was really nervous because Richo got appointed captain this year, and he'd done it a few times in the past and he was vice captain, but I think he thought about it a lot before round one. It was a bit stuttery and he didn't really get there, but he's improved the last 7 weeks, so he's been very good.
Straight to the point these days.
Straight to the point. Let's get out there.
Yeah, who's the bloke that can't refuse a frothy?
Oh, there's lots of them. Tom Shanahan.
I think that was the same answer.
Yeah, I think it is.
Jack Beck said the same thing.
The bloke who spends the most time in front of the mirror in the gym?
Morgan Davies.
I think that was the same one as well. All right, we'll go back to...
Looks at himself constantly.
Yeah. Who's the bloke that spends the most time in the coach's office?
Oh, I'd say Jacob Sedaris. Yeah, right. Little coach's pet,
yep. Yeah, and we've let you sit on it. Your coach's favourite line to use?
We're a blue-collar team.
have you heard the line, you're a dickhead, before?
No, it was you're a cockhead.
You're a cockhead?
Oh, yeah, you're a cockhead, yeah. Yep.
That's what Jack said.
I prefer we're a blue collar team. We're a blue collar team from Claremont.
Yeah, blue collar from Claremont, correct.
Bloody hell, rolling the sleeves up. Anyway, Tom Ledger, thank you, mate. Thank you so much for your time.
In the trenches. Yeah. No worries, thanks for having me.
Cheers, Tom.
That's all from us here on the Monday Waffle Podcast on this Wednesday. Thank you, Sam.
Not a problem, Stu. Everyone enjoy your weekend of waffle footy, and remember always, gamble responsibly.
Thank you, Ella.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Yes, long weekend this weekend. Make sure you drive safely. It's double demerits.
It is double demerits.
Yeah, you're wise.
Yes, exactly. But we'll be back next week for another episode of the Monday Waffle Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.